Are you living under your potential? Or are you feeling that your destiny isn't what it truly should be? I want to help you rediscover that today. Now stay tuned, because I promise by the end of this video, you will leave uplifted and inspired to become a better leader, husband, and father. G.K. Chesterton once said, "Whatever else is or is not true, this one thing is certain. Man is not what he was meant to be." This profound statement touches on the harsh truth in reality for a lot of us men. We often live below our potential, grappling with the sense that our destinies are unfulfilled, not really sure what our true identity is. Now, reflecting on fatherhood has opened my eyes to a new dimension of love. I can remember holding my son, Bentley, while listening to the song "Dear God" by Corey Asbury. I experienced extreme emotions I never knew existed. This father-son exchange in the song and my own journey into parenthood revealed to me the unconditional nature of God's love for us. It taught me that in order to learn how to be a father, I first had to learn how to be a son. And don't even get me started about the depths that this understanding grew once we had our daughter. But through all this, I began to grasp the boundless love that our Heavenly Father has for us. Hebrews 2:9-5 illustrates this beautifully. It reads, "For God will not place the coming world, of which we speak, under the government of angels. But the scripture affirms, what is man that you would even think about him or care about Adam's race? You made him lower than the angels for a little while. You placed your glory and honor upon his head as a crown, and you have given him dominion over the works of your hands, for you have placed everything under his authority, under his feet. This means that God has left nothing outside of the control of his son. Even if presently we have yet to see this accomplished, but we see Jesus, who as a man lived for a short time lower than the angels and has now been crowned with glorious honor because of what he suffered in his death. For it was by God's grace that he experienced death's bitterness on behalf of everyone." And that was Hebrews 2:5-9, Passion Translation. Despite our current struggles and failures, this passage reassures us that through Jesus, we are meant for dominion and authority over all creation. But how often do we step into this calling? You see, the human condition is characterized by frustration, temptation, and weakness. We find ourselves bound and defeated. When we should be kings, we are more like slaves. We are meant for dominion and authority over everything on this earth, but we have yet to go after and step into it. We are creatures who are frustrated by our circumstances. Yet, as Hebrews and Chesterton suggest, our true essence lies beyond this state of defeat and lack. Our true identity can never be wrapped up in our possessions, our achievements, or worldly successes. See, Jesus' life, death, and resurrection is the only way to reclaim our intended purpose, to step into our real identity, to release us from our frustration and lead us into the dominion that we are meant to take hold of. He entered into glory, and that suffering and death and glory are all for man, all for you, all for me, because he died to make us what we ought to be. He died to rid us of our frustrations and our bondage and our weakness, and to give us the dominion that we ought to have in this life. He died to recreate us until we became what we were originally created to be. This brings us into the three pivotal points that we can unpack from this scripture in Hebrews. See, God created us for greatness and to be in communion with him. And then the second point is, sin led us into defeat and apart from him. But through Jesus' sacrifice, we are restored to our righteous state. The writer of Hebrews shows us these three things. He shows us the ideal of what we should be, kin to God and masters of the universe. He shows us the actual state of humanity, the frustration we have instead of the mastery, the failure. He shows us how this actually can be changed into the ideal situation through Christ. You see, the writer to the Hebrews sees in Christ the one who by his suffering and his glory can make us what we were meant to be and what without him we can never be. Because listen, friend, your level of success, your level of fame and fortune apart from God, apart from Jesus, is meaningless. We cannot do this on our own. We desperately need a Savior. Now listen, don't get me wrong. This isn't victimhood. Because the truth is, when we accept Jesus Christ into our hearts, we are filled with the same Spirit that raised him from the dead. We are filled with that dominion, that authority, that anointing, that power to do what he has called only us to do what he has called only you to do. May we discover our true identity and turn back to the loving arms of our Father. So as we wrap up today's quick video, I want to meditate on a few self-reflection questions. The first question I want to ask you is, are you living up to your purpose or down to the opinions and stories and lies others have told you, and why? The next question, are you walking in the authority God has given you, or are you accepting lesser for your life? And then 3, what can you do right now to grow in these areas? What's that tiniest, simplest action step you can do to grow in this? And then the next question, if you really started believing what God says about you, what would your life look like? And then another question, how can I help and encourage you in this? Please feel free to comment below. And as always, I'm praying for you, friend. I'm grateful that you're a part of this journey. And let's go live better than best as we conquer this week.